There are so many different apps out there, but none of them are TBOU 24/7 Radio app, where the hottest, I mean the hottest indie and major artists are played. Go now and visit Google Play Store. Download it right now. TBOU 24/7 Radio app. Ooh, yeah.
Let's go. Go tell a friend. It's TIA and JBN. Let's go. You are listening to the Brand of Us Radio Show.
Yo, yo, yo. It's your girl TIA here on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show. Along with my co-host, you know who.
Hey, yo, what's going on? Hey, this is JB right here, standing in the building right here. Hey.
Thank y'all for joining in with us today. It is springtime. Yes, you got it. Springtime. TBOU is live, and we are interviewing business owner Missy.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
good.
So, we want to know what has been up with our girl.
Taking his twists, his turns, you know.
Right.
You know, and whatnot. But I'm still standing. So that's what's up.
Okay, so what's new for Missy right now?
Well, I'm still doing, you know, the laundry. I'm still doing, you know, Missy Does and Does. But what I'm currently doing is looking for a location in North Charleston to go ahead and put Missy Does and Does into a building.
Okay.
So I've just been, you know, working on that, working on myself. I've also started Drinks, Desserts, and Discussions, which is this... it's just like an open forum for the community, which aids with a lot of self-knowledge, getting past a lot of like the violence. You know, we as women and, you know, of course, men, you know, the reputation that we have as, you know, women and men of color, the perceptions that society put on us. And I actually had the first one. Well, as a matter of fact, it's on the second Saturday of each month. So the first one was just this past Saturday. It was actually a great turnout. So it was probably about 25 people had came out. You know, of course, you have to be 21 and up. But, you know, really trying to reach like the younger generation in the community, because it's just so much going on. I mean, every time you look at Live 5 or, you know, you look on world, you know, the world news or whatever, you see so many young people, you know, that's just dropping, you know what I mean? Due to, you know, all sorts of, you know, violence or, you know, jealousy driven, you know, violence and, you know, different things, family members. And so, you know, we just kind of want to get into the community and see what's really going on. Okay. So that's what I've been doing. You know, of course, my daughter, she went into the military, so Army National Guard. I've been going through my cry moments there, you know. But outside of that, I'm here.
But since you know, welcome to our show, Missy. You know, you ain't new. You know, new to this. You true to this.
Absolutely, yeah. I love y'all, man. Yeah. For real,
I love you. We love you too.
Of course,
well, you know, since you're a business owner, how did you came up with your business, Surgeon Does?
To be honest, when I moved here in the South Carolina, Charleston area in 2015, I was already, you know, self-employed. But at that time in my mindset, I was working on writing my book. I got two books that I have yet to publish, but I will get them out there. But when I first came, that's what I was doing. And in the meantime, you know, trying to make some money, I turned around and I got an offer at the laundromat over on Dorchester Road across from the Air Force Base. Right. And the owner at that time, you know, this was about, what, 7 years ago, about 7.5 years ago, you know, the owner was like, look, you know, you come here and you do your laundry, mm-hmm. you know, every week, you know, twice a week, you know. She was getting ready to go to Mexico doing some business with her and her husband, and she needed somebody reliable. And I told her I would do her interviews that day. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll just come in, you know, and do you some interviews, you know, put in some, you know, fix you some applications and everything, you know. And on that Wednesday, which was, she was always closed on Wednesdays. And on that Wednesday, a particular Wednesday had came, and I sat up there with 10 applications in my hand, and not one person came for a job. Not one person came for a job. So when I called her up and I said, hey, you know, I've been sitting here, nobody showed up. I was like, what you want me to do? And she said, well, give me a second. I'm already headed that direction. Just wait on me. You know, we'll talk when I get there. So I'm not expecting that she's going to ask me, you know, to do the job until she found somebody. Because yeah. I looked at her, I told her straight up. I said, look, I'm not doing nobody's underwear. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was the first thing, you know, but. And then she was like, you know what, but seriously, she's like, I really need somebody I can trust, you know, to do this. Mm-hmm. And I did it, you know, under the assumption that, you know, she was going to, you know, continue to look for somebody mm-hmm. to fill the position. But once I got in, she stopped looking. And mm-hmm. so I just stayed. And once I started connecting with the community, the customers was amazing. I mean, you know, that's how I met you guys. You were amazing. I just stuck in it. And then after that experience, I wanted to, when she went through the loss of her brother, and she sold, she was like, hey, you know, let's go in the business together. And I was like, well, what business will we do? Because all you know, I know various things, but all she knew was laundry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we went to Planet Fitness, worked out, sat down for a lunch date over at the Senior Tequila. And after that, we came up with over a margarita, Missy Suds and Duds. All right. It just came out of nowhere.
All right.
So that's how it started. You know, and I put forth my own money that I had, you know, and it was rough, you know, but I couldn't wait till I made it. And that's one thing I think a lot of, you know, when we looking at endeavors and stuff, we always looking to already have it, to have the revenue. And a lot of times when ideas come, you don't have it.
Correct. Right. Right.
You know, so you have to make those sacrifices. And that's what I did. And I launched it. And it's actually been pretty successful. Okay. It's been pretty successful.
It has definitely been successful because you have a good, you are a good person, point blank, period. Yes. Like, we just
thank
love
you.
Missy. Yeah, you know I love
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. I know. Thank you.
And what I wanted to say was, what services do you offer?
Fluff and fold service. So it's just pretty much pickup and delivery. I go to people's residence, commercial businesses, pick up their laundry, whether it's sheets, comforters, drapes, dirty underwear. I don't care. I go to rest homes, assisted living. It don't matter. Yep. You know, go and pick up the laundry, wash, dry, and fold it. A lot of customers, they, you know, some of them like their laundry to be hung up. So I pretty much cater to the need of the customer. Right. Pretty much, but I don't do no pressing. Now, right. A lot of people get me mixed up with dry cleaning, but I'm just fluff and fold.
Do you have any employees, or right now are you just continuing?
No, since the pandemic, you know, I had I got rid of everybody. Once my daughter went into the military, I just been doing it on my own. Mm-hmm. Right. And for right now, but once I put it into a location on Dorchester, then, you know, I'll start employing some people, because I have had a couple of people talk to me, you know, about a job and working with me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, that's fine. But just give me some time to, you know, to get it in a spot you know, open it up and go from there.
Okay.
Because, well, you know, I had put mine into my home, remember? So I come out of the laundromat and went into my home.
Right.
Well, hey, hang on tight, everyone. We're going to talk more with Mises and Mises Suds and Does right here on TBOU. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Finally realize this ain't working. Took some time for me to see you ain't worth it. I guess I always fall for the wrong one. But you talked a good game, so I fell in love. Ooh, here we are, years down the line. It doesn't change with the time on the clock. Cause you're still the same self-centered person. But I blame myself cause I let you get all too comfortable. What if I made it too well? You don't see me. But will you see me? And if I made it too well, you don't get from me. Yeah. Baby, will you hear me? And if I made it too well, you don't see me. Yeah, will you see me? And if I made it to where you don't hear from me, yeah. Baby, will you hear me? Thought I told you the last time was the last time. Seems you love playing with the little patience I got. And I guess victim is your favorite character. Cause you love to play every situation in your favor. Ooh, I'm tired of the disrespect. You got me going crazy, baby. I'm an emotional wreck. And how could you just sit there and not say a word? Why do I have to call it out for you to see it wrong? And I really want this to work, but I swear I won't force it.
That was T. Marsh.
Will you? We are back with Missy from Missy Suds and Duds.
Hey.
So, yes. Missy, how many hours a day do you spend working in your business?
To be honest,
it varies. I'm constantly Monday through Sunday, really. I call myself taking off on Sundays. But you know how that goes.
Right.
I got some spoiled customers, man. Right. They want do. Saturday. It's like, hey, all right, I'll be there Sunday. You know.
Right.
For being a business owner, an independent business owner as yourself, and being a Black woman, what does it take for you to sustain your business? And you know, for being a Black woman in America. And, you know, what does it take for, you know, to keep your business going?
Oh, it takes my mental to have to be right. Because going through the landslide of this pandemic, it had put me to where I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. I wanted to throw in the towel because it's a lot of dedication. You know, it's a lot of times where I don't want to, you know, sometimes it's like, you know what? I don't want to get up and go, you know, pick up and drop off and get out in the traffic and, you know, deal with so many different things and the gas prices and the cost of laundry supplies. And, you know, because I don't have step on that. Right. You know, I get the best, you know, the best of the best. I even make my own stain treatment. So when it come down to putting my all into doing the work, you know, I always have to make sure that I keep my mental right because so many businesses have closed.
Yeah.
You know, the pandemic, I mean, I'm talking about business that been open, you know, 15, 20 years.
Right, right.
And here I am, just a business that been open, you know, a few years,
yeah.
You know. So I look at that, you know, and to just kind of, you know, just keep my thought processes positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter how many customers I have on a day, I don't care if I don't have any one day, but I might have five the next day.
Correct.
I just make it my business that when in that time that I do have, when I don't have customers, to try to plan and figure out, like, how can I get, you know, how can I get more business? Like, how can I, you know, get it out there? You know, and one thing is always really by word of mouth.
That's right.
Word
That's
of
right.
mouth is like the greatest traveler of anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
You know, but for a period of time, I did stop. I'm not even going to lie, because I had got COVID back in January, which I think a lot of people did yes. around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then was in an accident in December. December the 3rd was in a car accident. So
wow.
I was really going through a lot. And when I say COVID had me down like 10 flats, you know, on nobody's Cadillac. I'm going to tell you, I mean, I was really messed up and still trying to work though, you know, still trying to work. So even though it was limited, there was customers I had to turn down, customers I couldn't even take,
wow.
but I still had to keep, you know, keep hope alive. And once I came out of it, you know, because at one point it got me, I thought COVID was going to take me. I ain't even going to tell you no story.
Really?
Wow. I thought it was going to take me. That's how bad it got.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had to draw that inner strength and
that's
come out on top.
But I say, by the strength of God, that's, you know, that's all you need to want to call on and by inner strength. That's right.
Oh, yeah, you got to dig deep. You really got to dig deep to try to be a business. Anybody, because you got so many people talking about they starting businesses and, you know, businesses right now. And, mm-hmm. oh, this is the greatest time to start. But what they don't understand is, you know, for a business person like me, you know, that money that they claim is out there for business startup,
mm-hmm.
it ain't for me, you know. And it shows because, you know, when I apply, you know, when you apply to get the help, they say the help is there, but they selective on who they giving the help to.
Exactly.
You know, so mind you, my business was going to go astray. When I tell you I sent so many emails to the White House, you wouldn't even believe how many emails I sent to the White House about my concerns about that. And I did.
You said you was going to do that too.
Yep.
And I did because I was like, you know, come on, like how, you know, how are we not really helping? You saying, okay, Black-owned women, you know, businesses that women, you know, women are running. You know, they got grants out there now, but it's not geared towards. It's like if I was a person to lie, you know, and deceive or whatever, I could have gotten a lot of help.
Huh.
You know, but because I keep it real,
right.
and I let and my numbers is what my numbers are. Now you don't want to help me. So sometimes I look at it, you know, business ain't all cracked up what people think it is now.
That's
it's
true.
It's a tough road.
It is a tough
and
road.
It takes a lot of dedication. And you guys know, too, you know,
yeah.
all of the obstacles and loops that you jump through. So,
yes,
you know, it's tough.
Yes,
yeah,
Lord.
It's tough. But we here. And that's what matters.
That's right. What do you think makes your business unique?
What makes Missy Suds and Does unique is because I cater to the person. I cater to the individual. Even though I have a set pricing, which is $1.25 a pound,
mm-hmm.
right now so many people are charging like $2 a pound or $2.25 a pound plus a fee for gas. Me, I'm still at I was at $1 a pound, so I raised it to $1.25 per pound. But depending on a person's financial situation,
mm-hmm.
I cater to those needs. That's what makes me unique because I still give them the quality of service no matter what, you know, what situation they're in.
Right.
Okay. If they're a senior citizen and I know, you know, they on a fixed income,
mm-hmm.
I tend to alter things in order to suit the needs of the people.
Right.
That's what makes me unique.
That's what's up,
yeah.
BC. Yes.
Yeah. We're going to take another short break and we're going to play another song and we'll be right back with Missy Suds and Does.
This is
all right.
This is Pleasure P. I know what you like.
You ain't got to tell me what you want because I know what you like. Light the candles in this room, then turn off all the lights. You ain't gotta tell me what you want, cause I know what you like. I'ma light the candles in this room,
Then turn off all the lights. I'ma pull your hair real slow and kiss your neck. Make my tongue spell your name till you're dripping wet. You smell so good, I wanna eat you. Right now, all I wanna do is please you. Girl, you know that body always sent me in a beast mode. You ain't even playing fast where you got the cheat code. Feeling like the first time, though we did this before. Better cancel them plans you made with your people. Put your phone on that flame, oh no, looking at your timeline. No distractions, don't be cutting into my time. Took a day out so I can spend some time with you. I put Cartier on your ass cause I'm up with you. And I ain't never felt like this. I can see us married with kids. I can have you living like this. PBS on your wrist. You ain't gotta tell me what you want, cause I know what you like. I'ma light the candles in this room, then turn off all the lights. You ain't gotta tell me what you want, cause I know what you like. I'ma light the candles in this room, then turn off all the lights. I'ma pull your hair real slow and kiss your neck. Make my tongue spell your name till you're dripping wet. You smell so good, I wanna eat you. Right now, all I wanna do is please you. I got a lot of money, but happiness is the key, baby. But still you prove to me that the best things in life aren't free. Never gave me no attitude, always got me in the mood.
All right, y'all, that was Pleasure P with I Know What You Like. And we are back with Missy from Missy's Suds and Duds.
Hey.
So Missy, early in the show, you had said that you have, you know, you have a soap solution. Is it on the market or are you trying to patent that, whatever? Because if you get that solution, man, you need to put that on a shelf, man.
I was thinking about putting my stain treatment out there, but to be honest with you, once something becomes commercialized, you know how the FDA and all this is. They want to get their hand in the cake, and no, it's my idea, and I'm not changing it to suit nobody.
But then, but you know, once you get a patent, trademark, and everything else, boom, there you go, going shark.
We'll see. How about that?
We'll see.
Because, you know, I could take out, when I tell you, I've had customers, one lady, she gave me this white comforter, you know, a real beautiful plus goose down comforter she said she had for years. It was a marker stain on it, and there was, looked like it had been, you know how like some juice or something can spill and you try to wipe it up, but it still leave, you know, kind of like a urine stain type of look, but it's not urine stain.
Yeah.
So, and I tell you, boy, I put my spin or my magic on that. And when she got that comforter back, she was like, I laid it on my bed. I could not believe. She said how you made that comforter look like it was brand new. I said, listen, I can't tell you, Musty. Because then, you know, I got to take you out of here. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what makes me to me. See, I can get anything out of a garment. I mean, I've done even down to the Bowen or like some of the security guards, you know, the collars. You know how y'all men have them sweat collars and stuff?
Yeah.
And all around the arm. Oh, yeah, I get all that out.
What?
Oh, yeah. All that come out with me. What? Absolutely.
Well, shoot.
Absolutely.
Well, shoot, you know our number, TIA, my number. You know, we didn't talk behind the scenes.
Well, you know, I got you on larger now all day long. You know, you need a hugger. Hey, I got you. I promise you I do.
So, your business is committed to the community. You cater to the person, as you said. And you also mentioned earlier about this new thing that you have going on. So I guess that's a part of giving back to the community as far as talking with our young men and young women.
Yeah, it's the young men, young women, and also our older generation. Because one thing where we forget, we talk so much about the young generation, but we forget that it's the older generation. Somewhere there was a disconnect.
Right.
there's a disconnect, and even in Saturday night, it was a success because there was a lady I met, and you know, she shared a story with her son concerning her 27-year-old son, and she was heartbroken because, you know, we fail to talk about, you know, the drugs. We fail to talk about the opiate epidemic. You know, we fail to talk about these things that are plaguing the homes, you know, that's taking over our sons and our daughters, you know, our nieces and nephews and cousins and, you know, our family members and friends, you know. And she had that very heavy on her heart, you know, and I knew and I felt it, you know, and when she's talking, you know, you already know I'm just one of those people who tend to read people and pick up on certain things. But as we was, you know, sitting there talking and she shared her story about her son, I mean, she was almost in tears because she said she was reaching. She was like, I'm reaching. I know I can't do it myself. You know, she lost her husband. Her husband had passed away and had a heart attack. Wow. I think she said about 3 years ago. So she's really been fighting this, but like I told her, he's 27. You got to take your hand off, sweetheart. You, even though you don't want to, he grown.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? And those are the hard truths, us mothers and us fathers. You know, we want to be there to be that blanket.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? We want to be that person that to cover them and shield and protect, not realizing that a lot of times we are the problem.
That's true. Because you know we can't shield them all the time. We can't.
Exactly. But we try thinking that we're doing the right thing. And the right thing is the wrong thing.
Yeah, sometimes that is true. That because then now we're making them more weaker than stronger.
Exactly. You know, because all of us got a cross that we have to bear. All of us have a journey, you know, and all of us have lessons and things that are assigned to us in this realm. You see what I'm saying? For us to be able to do. But if we're standing in the way of that, you see what I'm saying? For not only ourselves, but for somebody else. Mm-hmm. How are they supposed to get what's for them?
Exactly. Amen on that. Exactly.
You know, so it was a successful turnout. I was very shocked. I mean, there was a lot of young, you know, females. They was like probably maybe 22, 23. A few of them was in the house and they, you know, they was kind of afraid to talk. But then, you know, when they was kind of put on the spot a little bit to say how they felt about the conversations and, you know, the interaction and everything, they was just like, oh, you know, this is powerful. You know, this is, you know, I mean, I feel empowered, you know.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we don't know who we are.
No.
And we have to be reminded about what we bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
We bring so much to the table as people of color. And I'm going to tell you something that was so profound. What we was talking about, like various names that we call ourselves, like we'll say, some people say, oh, black people, and some people say, oh, women or men of color. And then you got some old kings and queens or whatever. They said, you know why we black people cannot get on the same accord is because we don't share nothing in common. We can't even define what we call ourselves.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's deep.
Yeah, that's deep. That is true, though, but it is deep. True.
We can't even agree on what we are, who we are.
That is true.
How can we come together on anything if we can't even get the least simple common denominator?
And that's ourselves.
Exactly.
That's ourselves. And that's why pretty much everything is locked within. They're not trying to let it out. And, you know, they're trying to let it out to find out of exactly where they're from, who they once upon a time have been, and also now where they're going. If you can't,
that's right.
If you can't lock those three elements, you just stuck.
Absolutely. And that's the hard. I mean, it's just the hard truth.
Right.
You know, there's no such thing as we as black people can't come together and build an empire. There's no such thing. I refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe that I can't work with you and you can't work with me. Because of the color of our skin, I refuse to believe that.
Right.
I refuse to believe that we crabs. Well, for one, and another thing, we always say black people like crabs in a bucket. And you know what's crazy? people don't really pay attention to crabs. Because one thing about crabs, they are confused when they first get put in that bucket and they scrambling around all over the place.
Yeah.
But if you sit long enough, you'll notice that those crabs will form a single line until every crab is out that bucket.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're right.
Do you understand what I mean?
I agree, got you. Yep.
So when somebody say we crabs in a bucket, I'm no longer going to take it as a setback for us as Black people. I take it as a good thing. You know why? Because we all put our back down there until the last one is out the bucket.
Missy,
that's what we gotta do.
And Missy, when you have the next thing you're doing for the young folks, you know, go ahead and invite TIE myself. You know, we want to join into it.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you know what? That'll be great because I've been wanting to talk to you. I wanted to see how the first. I was kind of afraid of how the first one was going to turn out. I'm not gonna lie. Yes, Missy was fearful. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know how it was gonna. You know, I didn't know. You know how it was gonna turn out. You know when you set something up,
yes.
You don't know if people are gonna come. You're gonna have one or two people. So you know. But then we had a lot of late bloomers. So you got people who coming in. You know, 2 hours later, it's like, wait a minute now, we only supposed to be here, you know what I'm saying, 2 hours, and here y'all coming in here 2.5 hours late, you know.
Right.
So, but it was good. It was good dialogue, and I wanted to see how the first one was going. So each month, it'll be on the second Saturday of each month.
Okay.
The next one coming up is May the 14th at 6 o'clock. It's right on Remount Road, but you know, I'll make sure if you know you guys want to do it remotely, that's fine too.
Okay.
You know, so that'll be perfect, and you know, you can listen in because I definitely want them to know about the show as well and about the app, the show, and everything that you guys got going on because I definitely listen. I got other people that listen and.
Right.
You know, it's important because people are doing major things out here, making changes.
Do you still do the domestic violence too? Also, right?
That'll also be discussed as well. But you know, the domestic violence and like the different things with the women mm-hmm. per se. I kind of wanted that to be with TIA.
Right.
No problem. Me, my own man, Cozy, and everybody else, we got our brotherhood. No problem.
Yeah. No problem. I kind of wanted that to be with TIA.
We're going to get that together.
It's no problem.
But yeah, but I definitely still do. I still advocate for domestic violence. That was also something that it came out mm-hmm. As well. There was a young lady that spoke about that, her experience. And to be honest with you, she was still affected by it because she was literally shaking. Mm. I was sitting right beside her, and I mean, she was shaking
wow.
as she was talking about, you know, her experience. So, so I'm definitely, you know, on that. I'll never stop being off of domestic violence. That's something that, you know, we really got to raise awareness with, especially being in a state that is in the top five.
Right.
Sad to say, but South Carolina is in the top five. Domestic violence, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a lot going on, you know, so we definitely need to hit it where we can hit it.
Exactly.
So.
Okay. Well, hey, Missy, don't go nowhere. Hang tight, fam. We're going to be back right here with Missy because he owns Missy Suds and Duds. Y'all check her out. Y'all support her. Y'all give her a call.
Please
and then, you know, we're going to come on back. We're going to go ahead and play another song for you right here. Do You Feel Me right here with Cozy Mo. Better and featuring Terrell Angelo.
I've seen you for a while. You know, I can't help myself. Just by seeing you for a while, I think it's something that I need to let you know what's on my mind. Let me get you to the point.
Would you mind? If I take it out for a glass of wine, tonight would be your night. You can have anything you like. I wanna give you finer things.
like diamond rings and fancy cars. And you can have it all, but I got to have your heart.
Oh, do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by, no. Smile and I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let you by.
The perfume on your body, perfume on your body, it really sets me off. My love for you is on fire,
so fire.
Girl, this love is standing tall.
Ooh.
There's nothing I won't do. It's been my whole life with you. It's while I'm on my knees, thanking God,
thanking God,
bringing you to me.
Do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by. No. Do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm digging your smile and I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let you by. Tell me, do you feel it, baby? Tell me, do you feel like I do? Tell me, do you feel it? I need to know, I need to know.
Do you feel me?
The way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by. Smile and I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let you by. Do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe.
That was Koji Mobetto with Do You Feel Me? Check out his single on all platforms featuring Terrell Angelo. And also check out his video that'll be coming out pretty soon right here. We're going to take another short commercial break and be back here more with Meecy, Suds, and Duds on the Brand of Us Any Podcast radio show. Don't go nowhere.
If y'all want an opportunity of a lifetime, living from beach to beach, oceans to oceans, trains, planes, and all those things in between, this is the opportunity of a lifetime for you. But you have to see it to believe it, to actually say, hey, this is a great opportunity. But I'm just talking 8 streams of income coming into your household. And I'm not telling you to quit your day job. No, I'm telling you to live your life on top of what you're doing already. And it's available for you right now. If you guys want that information, let's go. Contact this number, 803-556-6134. Again, 803-556-6134. And let's go living on top of the world.
The Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show every Saturday night from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes, and we're back right here with Meecy. She's a business owner with Meecy Suds and Duds right here on TBOU. And, oh, if you got the app, you got to get the app. TBOU 24/7 radio app. And listen to all the indie artists and major artists under one roof. That's right. So, hey, Meecy, what's going on? We back.
All right. And I was vibing on that song now.
Which one? Do you
shoot out?
One that was just playing.
Yes. I was snapping fingers and bobbing it. Is that what? Okay, all right. Well, I tell you what, I had that beat. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Play over here snapping my fingers and everything. I'm like, all right, I like that flow.
That's right. That's Koji Mobetto featuring Terrell Angelo with Do You Feel Me? His single had dropped, and you know, is, you know, we really pushing it, and you know, it's gonna do with something that's blowing up. Yes.
Now you said there's gonna be a video coming out. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I definitely look forward to that one because I like that.
Koji Mo say thank you. He chime in.
Oh, are you welcome?
Yes, exactly.
So we want to know, okay, what is coming up new for Missy?
Oh, man. What's coming up new is, like I said, you're probably going to, I'm hoping that this year we'll go ahead and can launch the Women's Roundtable TIA.
Yes.
I'm hoping that can come some point before the end of the year. and definitely, you know, just going to keep, like I said, keep pushing on with Missy Suds and Does.
Right.
And also, you know, possibly looking for some new ventures, maybe out of the country. Who knows? Because okay. I don't know if I did tell you guys, but I did get married.
We know you got married. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I did. Yeah, man. It's trying to get used to that whole groove. It's kind of like, that's a whole vibe. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's what really been new. I think that's probably going to be one of my newest top three things in 2022 is to just realize that I'm married.
Exactly.
I'm married now.
Like that show, put a ring on it, huh?
Yes.
Put on that finger.
Yes. I done did it. Oh, man. But you know what? I wouldn't trade it, though. I ain't even going to tell no story. Yeah, I wouldn't trade it.
Question. Awesome. Why you didn't invite us to the wedding?
You know what? Because I, believe it or not, it was very small, and it was in the living room of one of my customers who was an apostle.
Okay.
And I had COVID, so I had my...
Okay. We would have just been outside from the window.
I mean, I had my mask on and everything. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But, you know, I'm a stickler for... You know, when the date is the date, regardless of what.
Right.
So that's how that was. It was really small. It was just us, you know, nothing. It wasn't anything big or anything. But you are going to be invited to what will be big. And I will let you know the date, but you guys are going to have to travel.
Okay.
And when I say travel, I mean travel all the way to Senegal.
Okay.
Let us know in advance.
We got to get some passports.
Yeah.
Well, you know, y'all was supposed to be in on that because we have been talking about this. So we definitely got to spend this year on passport getting.
Okay.
So the big celebration is going to be in Senegal. And the reason, and I will be doing the date, giving you the date well in advance. And the reason being is because him and I are wanting to fund the people who we invite to come to Senegal and celebrate with us.
Okay.
We want to be the ones that fund the ticket.
Okay.
Oh.
So you would not have to come out of anything as far as the ticket.
Okay.
But I definitely want both of you. That's one of my surprises. I want both of you to be there to celebrate with me. The new beginning for me.
Thank you.
It's our first marriage. We've never been married before. It's our first marriage. So, yeah.
That's what's up. That was up.
Thank you. We definitely
going
to have to go. Yeah. Definitely. Now, since you mentioned with you want to do the woman thing with TIA, yeah, off the air. Yes. We're going to have to talk. Let me set that up.
Okay. We can definitely do that. Because I really do feel like, you know, me as being a woman that have experienced, you know, childhood sexual abuse, physical abuse. I've experienced, you know, broken friendships. I mean, domestic violence myself, you know, being in situations that, didn't really serve me no good. Being a single mom, down to, you know, constantly, you know, when they were coming up, you know, you can't really keep no job because your kids are sick. You ain't got nobody to watch your children. you know, family to say they're gonna be there, not there.
Yes.
You know, it's just a lot as a woman, and I know, right, you know, there are some men that also have faced some of these same things. Mm-hmm. But you know, being a woman, you know, and overcoming some of it, forgiving, being able to get past it, I want a lot of women, because I see a lot of broken women on a daily basis. I mean, it's like I can hear it in their tone. I can hear it in their voice. And,
correct,
you know, and you're not the problem, but they have so much going on that they just project this thing. You look at it in public service when you pull up to some of these restaurants, or, yeah, you know, some of the drive through windows, or some of the cashiers, you know, everybody got an attitude, and it's like, why?
But you know, exactly. But you know what? The biggest question too, sometimes I like to ask most women, even men, are you happy? That's the biggest question.
I think, and you know what? And it's no.
And I think a lot of people isn't happy.
True.
You know?
True.
And I think since the COVID had, you know, came and still here floating in the air, I think a lot of people got more miserable than ever. And don't get me wrong. Most of them probably still have the faith, but the biggest question, are you happy?
Yeah. And a lot of people, if you really be honest with yourself, you could say, it's no. You know, it's no, because, you know, everybody looks, most people tend to look on the outside, something on the outside to make them happy.
Yes.
Whether it's their money, or whether it's their house, or whether it's their car, or whether it's the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the husband, the wife, or whoever. It's like we always looking for outside entities to make us happy. But we have to really look in that mirror and ask ourselves, what makes Missy happy? What makes, you know, TIA happy? What makes, you know,
the Jamie
happier?
Yes.
What makes everybody, like, what makes you truly happy?
And then
you
see,
know what I'm saying?
And then see, me, I'm going to put it out there for all listeners out there. Like you just said, even TIA and myself, I'm happy, but there's some days that I'm kind of a little depressed. The reason why? Because one, look, like you say, you're a business owner. We all business owners. Sometimes it could put a toll on you. Even on our other jobs. And then sometimes I just need to take a break and everything else. But I'm the JV is happy. But then sometimes I'd be like, Lord Jesus, I got to get that breathe and everything else. Because like you say, this work right here, this radio station, everything else, ain't easy like people think it is.
It's not.
You know, or
it's really not.
Or it's not only just the radio station. Any business to go in is not easy. If someone come out there and tag me right now, if you think your business is easy, let me know your secret.
Right.
Ain't that the truth?
Let me know your secret. Because some days you're gonna have ups, some days you're gonna have down. And to me, TIA and myself, we love our TBOU. We love our 24/7 radio.
Yeah.
We love the people that support us. We love the artists that support us. We love the business owners that support us. We got Mountain Man. We got Niece. We got Cozy Mo. We got everybody that support us. We got Michelle. We love the people that support us. We even got you. The ones that support us, we support you.
Yeah, that's true.
And
y'all do. That's right.
And too, this is what makes me, the JVN, happy, that I see everybody supporting each other and trying to get this shine on.
And that goes back to tell you that all of us people of color supporting one another.
Yes,
so nobody can tell me that it can't be done.
Because
you just named off a camaraderie of people right there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right there. Mm-hmm. So it can be done. And with that, we can build those empires. You know, we can build those, you know, communities that we want to see. You know, because I look at it, and it's my heart's desire. If I had it to be able to really build in the community, I've met this one guy, you know, I mean, he building the first public library in Liberia. And I'm like, that is so impressive. But you know what? I want to build something here.
right here
in the community. I don't want to go outside and take care of somebody else's house.
Exactly.
I want to take care of what's here. You understand what I'm saying? It's like we neglect so much of our own to put elsewhere. And it's like, and no wonder so many people feel forgotten or they feel neglected, because it's like nobody really, who really cares?
And then and also, like they'll say, the last word, they feel unhappy. Hey, Misha, don't go nowhere. Hey, before we let you go, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Mixing
the beats.
Liz D, homie.
Yo, it's your boy Koku.
Yeah, this your boy Big OG.
This your boy Darius. This is Coach Mo Fett. And you're listening to TBOU.
You are tuned in to the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show on TBOU 24/7 Radio. This is Sean Mitty with So Tired.
Said all I need, said all I need. All I need is one night, and I ain't playing, baby, just give me the green light. Say we'll be all wrong, but you know it feels right. Girl, I can't leave you alone, and save my life. That shit that happens when I'm so tired. Whenever so fuck, we fall in love like this. We don't even supposed to be deep in love like this. We both belong to someone else, but this shit worth the risk. Cause you know, like I know, can't nobody do you like this, baby. And you can't get enough of it, baby. We in too deep right now to quit, darling. We in too deep right now to quit. Whenever you call and you need me there, you know I'ma pull up and spin the block anyway. Can't leave you alone, so I even try. Cause we created so tight. All I need is one night. And I ain't playing, baby, just give me the green light. Say I'll be all wrong, but you know it feels right. Girl, I can't leave you alone and save my life. That shit that happens when I'm so tired. Whenever so tired.
It's something about them so tired. They be having my soul.
I'm feeling right again.
They say we bad for each other, but we good for one another. They don't know what you do.
That was Sean Milley. So Tired.
That's what made me love.
We're back right here. Misi. Hey, Misi.
Yes.
Hey, tell the listeners before we get off the air, tell the listeners where could the
how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, BC Sutton does, and your social media platforms.
Well, they can definitely reach me on it pops up in the Google search, BC Sutton does, right here in North Charleston. Also, you can call me 843-668-0653. The number that I have on there, I have to change it because I lost my business phone. Y'all, I know I'm going to do better.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, so 843-668-0653 for services. And like I said, it's for anybody who is in, you know, need of laundry services. If you, you know, don't let the finances be what keep you, you know, piled up and backed up. I definitely work with everybody individually, suited to their own individual needs.
Okay.
And that's how to reach me. I mean, leave me a message, text message, email lionisbaysden@gmail.com. You can send me an email. No matter what, there's no reason why nobody should contact cannot contact me for laundry needs because I am here. Okay.
Yeah, right. She is definitely there for you guys.
Yes,
this
I
has
am.
Been Missy from Missy Suds and Duds.
Yes, yes.
I love y'all, man. Love for real,
you
too, I do.
Sis. I
love
you.
And I'm definitely gonna be rocking and vibing to this music y'all got going on. Because these artists are they fire now. I'm
they
listening.
They ain't even playing. They ain't even playing. You hear me? They ain't playing.
We have so many indie artists that a lot of people still haven't heard yet. We try to keep in a rotation.
Okay, well, I'm going to need you to keep rotating in because, you know, I got this Bluetooth speaker over here.
I know.
And, you know,
right.
When you get to doing your cleaning, you want to bob and weave because these last couple songs, they put you into that nice groove.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, where you know, every Friday night we have that Friday night jams that we play
all new music,
indie artists.
Oh, okay, yeah. On Friday night.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. Friday night live jams. We play rock, pop, we play everything. You know how we do.
Yeah, I know, but you know, on Friday night, y'all mixing it up. You know, y'all got a lot of new stuff going on too now.
Mm-hmm, we do.
Mountain Man be on
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
Popping Rock Out Wednesdays.
Popping Rock
Out
Wednesdays.
Popping Rock. Play pop and
rock music.
Music.
And you know, Mountain Man.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, Mountain Man be Mountain Man be throwing down on Wednesdays now.
Yeah, he do.
He be throwing down on Wednesday. And also, check out Mountain Man on 420. 420, you know what 420 is, don't you?
Yes, you know, I know.
Oh, tune in. And Coach, you know about 420 is. But hey, Mountain Man going to be live on TBOU 24/7 radio. And then he going to be talking about 420s. He going to play all your 420s top songs and stuff and everything else. That's
all
right.
All right.
You know, past the 20. Tween. Yeah,
I was about to say, look, have him up there in the car boxing.
Boy, don't worry. He got a list for y'all right there. I'm going to tune in that night. Yeah, live. And also, you know, TIA got her Mix It Up Sunday. You know
you
that.
Know,
always.
I still do my Mix It Up Sunday.
Always. And after
every other Sunday.
And every Saturday is our show. You know that from 68.
Yeah, on Saturday. But you said every other Sunday for you, though, TIA, right?
Yeah, I do every other Sunday.
Oh, okay. Every other Sunday. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. You have listened to Missy from Missy Suds and Duds.
Thank you guys.
And check it out on all social media and everything. Look here, BC, we love you. And look, like I say,
love you too, y'all.
Hey, you need to talk to me, and we're gonna talk about something.
We sure is. You know, I got you. Hey, yeah. Never forget the words I'll be giving y'all now.
No,
never.
We're gonna let you go, okay? You have a blessed
All
one.
Right, now take care.
All
thank
right.
you.
Love you, sis.
Love you too.
Love you more.
I'm feeling I must be dreaming, cause I'm right next to you. I'm right next to you. Yeah. An electric feeling every time I touch you and you touch my mind. Let's explore this body to body experience.
Expectations.